Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 82, looking at a visitor on the road. Rav Chama Bar Okva said there is no difficulty. In the Mishnah, we are dealing with a visitor to Jerusalem who does not have his own wood, but here in our Mishnah, we are dealing with a resident of Jerusalem who has his own wood. The rabbis were lenient with itinerants, allowed them to use wood of the pyre. So basically, they're talking about different places. And then Rav Papa talks about how in one Mishnah and the other Mishnah, they're both dealing with a visitor and there's no difficulty. In the Mishnah cited, it is a case where he already set out on the road. But here in the Mishnah, it is a case where he did not yet set out on the road. And the notes point out in the article, the cited Mishnah deals explicitly with the case where the person had left Jerusalem since the itinerant already set out for home. As returning briefly to burn the meat, the rabbis did not burden him with obtaining wood. Pointed out by Rashi Rambam, Hilchot Pesulei Hamukdashin, and Tzlach, while he is staying in Jerusalem, however, he is treated stringently like a resident. The point being, thinking about a visitor, thinking about someone who might be a guest versus someone who lives in the community, lives in the aspect. In general, one of the most amazing mitzvahs is that of Hachnasas Orchim, and it has spoken to me for many, many years until now, but aside from Corona times, how could we have visitors? How could we take care of visitors, and how could we take care of people who are going on a journey or going on the way? What can we do to ensure that they have a good experience in our homes, staying with us, eating with us, or sleeping over by us? And if we're sending them on the way, what can we do? Can we send them with drink? Can we send them with food? Can we take care of them on the road? And what can we do if someone's already on the road? Can we check in with them? Can we call them? Can we message them and see how they're doing? Just as the Gemara talks about how someone might be on the road or someone did not sit out on the road, so too in our own lives, when we're dealing with people, dealing with visitors, dealing with guests, or dealing with people who travel, how can we help them in our own home, from our own home, or if they're going on their way in all of their journeys throughout their days? Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 83 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.